the ninth bar halacha, finishing our Tova Meitiv. Okay, so the maskanos of our Tova Meitiv, we'll skip all the preliminaries, we'll get to some maskanos. So it's two people, and they both have to be drinking wine together, b'chabura achas in some way, and they both partook of both wines, the first and the second. There has to be some wine left in the first wine, or else the rationale being that, and it's perhaps merze, that they just brought the second wine because they were finished the first wine. So there's leftover, and then there's a ribu yayin. When you have leftover and you bring more, so okay. And if the second wine was on the table mamish at the same time as you made when you made a bor priya gofen, then it's considered. This is true in Hilchos Brachos as well. If you know some of Hilchos Brachos. And it's considered more so that you made the bor priya gofen directly on the second wine also. And when you make the bor priya gofen on the second wine, then you don't make a tova meitiv if you make it directly. I mean, these are all shilos and machlokes. For example, if you would be nimlach, if you would change your mind about drinking more wine in a way that would necessitate that you have to make a bor priya gofen on the second wine, then I'm putting forth the maskana that you would not make a bor priya gofen. So like there's two ways in which you would make a bor priya gofen on the second wine, ironically. One, if this is very much here, when you made the first bor priya gofen, it was mamish on the table. Or if you were nimlach, so the stage you want is the middle stage, that it's covered by the bor priya gofen, but it's not as if you made the bracha directly on that. Okay, and that's it. And whether it has to be demonstrably better, probably the hachro would be that no, not necessarily. But you have to be. It has to show the ribu yayin. It can't be worse. It has to be at least, and not exactly the same kind as the first either. So then it's assumed you're enjoying it more. Maybe you're just enjoying the ribui, and that's enough for that tova meitiv. Again, everything is korach b'machlokes, and everything is a shaila, but this is pretty much a decent maskana. Okay.